That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Amisha Gormley.
We're two girls obsessed with one thing, beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful.
We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
I'm just going to come out and say it. I mean, this might be my favorite ever.
I mean, it's a good one. And I sometimes wish the titles of the episodes didn't give away who the guest was off the bat.
I know.
But what can we do?
What can we do? Our theme today is on a mission to level up. Sierra, that's right. Can I say it again? Sierra lets us in on her secret sauce. She is truly iconic. She hardly needs an introduction. She's kind. She is fucking fun. She is beautiful. She is a phenomenal mother. She's responsible for some of our favorite songs ever. Don't even get us started on her music videos. She's branched out into new areas, and we are really excited to talk about. First of all, she's a world-class entrepreneur and a philanthropist, and she gives back so much. She has recently launched OAM Skin, her beloved skincare brand, which stands for On a Mission. It's all vitamin C focused. We're going to pick her brain. We're going to find out what her special sauce is, because she really is the triple threat. She really is. She's present. She's a mom. She's in fashion. We were actually with her about a month ago at this amazing fashion trust fund. And she got up there. She glowed. You know, 12 hours later, she's back at home. She's just, you're phenomenal. And but what we love, which we want to talk about, but like, you seem normal. I know that sounds weird to say that, but sometimes people don't seem normal. Like, you're normal and cool and fun.
And so freaking beautiful.
Oh.
I just, that's like, honestly, just, you have a glow about you that is like what people say about stars, right? It's like you have that essence. So you have it. It's just, you can't bottle it up, but you have actually. So here we go.
You guys are so sweet. Firstly, I am so glad that I'm on this today, because you guys are giving me all the vibes and energy that I need. Really appreciate you. And you ladies, I have to toss back the love to you as well, because you are forces as women, forces as mothers. You guys represent the true definition of resilience, the true definition of love. Every time I see you all, Amisha, our stories we've been able to share for the little time we got to talk before. Molly, obviously, we know each other over the years. We've had great times in Mexico.
I know. Thank you, Brooke Mahan. By the way, we have a mutual friend who was actually on the podcast. She loves talking about murders and beauty, and she's phenomenal.
Beauty.
She's amazing.
Yes, we love Brooke. We love Brooke. She is the connector.
She is the connector.
I sometimes joke and I'm like, what would my manager, Brooke, say? She's such a brilliant mind, such a brilliant mind. And I just love when all of us girls can get together like this. And whether it's in moments like this podcast, or in moments like just being at home, being moms, or sharing our stories together and sharing laughs together, it's just a true definition of the true power and exemplification of what it's like when us women come together. It's a beautiful and special thing. So I'm so honored to be your guest today. And I'm also so proud of you for the success you've been having on the show. So thank you so much for all the love.
Thank you.
It's so good. You guys, she has three beautiful children. She has an incredible husband who's just not a really bad quarterback, named Russell Wilson, is for those of the listeners I know you guys know. She's a singer, a songwriter, a dancer, a model, but now you're an entrepreneur as well. And you are a philanthropist. And I think you've always sprinkled it in, but it is a little bit, you are now, I mean, you've created an incredible skincare brand. I wouldn't say it's a second phase of life, but it's definitely something that you just keep adding, right?
Your evolution.
To your evolution. I mean, we love your seventh album, Beauty Marks. It's the name of your record label. How did you, we got to talk about the record first. So Beauty Marks, tell us everything. Just tell us everything.
Beauty Marks is actually my company. The motto or the inspiration behind the title was that all the scars you get from the obstacles you face in life are your beauty marks. So, you know, I was kind of reflecting on life and my journey as a woman, my journey as a mom, and just everything I had gone through in life and also in business. And I was at a moment to where, as I could say, obviously I'm grateful for my success, but I'm also grateful for the failures. And I'm grateful for the scars that I've gotten along my life's beautiful roller coaster ride journey that it takes you on. I was able to reflect back in the mirror and say that all those not so pretty moments are my beauty marks, even down to the stretch marks on my body. You know, that was my philosophy or my idea behind the inspiration of the title. And so it just really helped me to encompass like where I was at that time when I was starting my company and just the strength within me and, you know, that empowering feeling that I had. I got a lot of that through my beauty marks. And so that's where I created the name of the company from. Yeah, that's kind of it. And I did a song on my album on the beauty mark. I call my album Beauty Marks. And what's really cool about that journey is I started my record label. So before I started my label, I was signed to traditional record labels. And I had come into this era of like wanting to have control, wanting to be empowered by ownership. This is the chapter of ownership for me, which is really important. You know, it's like you work so hard, but others are reaping the full benefits of your labor. And it's like, this cannot keep going. Like, this is not fun when I feel like I'm grinding so hard to get so little. So, you know, that really marked, that was a season in time that I was ready to like roll into, ready to jump into and go full on. And I got the great opportunity from a meeting that I had with them. I won't say his name, but CEO of the record label I was signed to at the time. I had a vision of what I wanted to do with this song called Level Up. And I was like, I think this song is going to be my next best song. I have a vision for the video. You know, this is what I want to do. This is how I'm seeing it. And it was almost like he made his mind before I came into the room that I wasn't going to be what he wanted to invest in or to commit to. And in one bad moment of feeling like, gosh, that was the worst feeling or, you know, not the best feeling that someone doesn't believe in your vision, to literally saying, let's go for it. And the next moment, starting my own company and just diving in head first on everything is very special. And, you know, Level Up now is 2x platinum, which is amazing.
2x platinum.
Yeah. And you know, what's awesome too, I love sharing this, is that I asked for my master's back from them and they gave them back to me for free. So it lets you know how much they didn't believe. And I just think about those journeys, like those moments are part of what makes us who we are, right? But it's like, so just embracing all of that stuff.
But I also think the fact, you know, that like you're so typically used to hearing male artists start record labels. Like, I think the fact that you did this as a woman is so empowering and so incredible. And the fact that that person didn't believe in you is probably what also put a little bit more fire under your ass to be like, see this? Like, I'm flipping you the bird right now. Because I think that does, like, when a man does that, I heard a story very recently where a woman, you know, when she said, I only have 2 employees, the hedge fund guy turned around and said, oh, and like, as if your company's worth nothing. And now she has 60 employees. And she's like, you know, she was crying telling the story. And I think that's, when men don't believe, and I'm not sitting here like, oh, men versus women, but I think the fact that you as a female musician and artist decided to do this, there's not a lot of people that do that. Are you are you the first female artist to start your own record label?
I'm not the first, but I'm one of the few.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think you're absolutely right about it. It's so funny because when I was going through this whole journey and process of trying to like sort through all of that and figure out what I was going to do with my songs and my album, I was, you know, talking to Russ and he would know my heart and like my struggles that I was having and just trying to sort through all of it. And he was right there by my side, cheering me on. And We were up late night, like 1 a.m. in the morning, looking up like people that have artists that have owned record labels. And it was a lot more males than females. Yeah. So that is a real thing, you know, and I hope that through my journey, I can inspire other girls just like me, you know, to like go for it. Like, why not you? Like you, we're limited by our thoughts and what we say. Like if you believe in something and you have a vision for something, I'm a big believer in speaking life into it. And it's possible when you believe. Like I always say, all it takes is one person to believe, and that person is you. Like if you believe in your dream, that's where possibility and opportunity start. So, you know, it's just been a phenomenal journey being in this space of my life and my career and just being in full control. There's no better feeling than that. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
We talk a lot about believing in God. We talk a lot about believing and just believing in something, believing in yourself, believing that you can do it. And let me tell you, it can get you 90% of the way there.
All the way. Absolutely. Self-belief is so, so powerful. What we say to ourselves is really important. You know, in the Bible, it says there's life and death in the tongue. So I always say that when you speak, you have a chance to tell your life story, say great things and only great things. I have brought so amazing. I have spoken a lot of the positive things in my life into my life. And I've also spoken the negative things and not realizing that I'm doing that. So like it can be in a relationship, like if I'm speaking life into, you know, a certain thing that I envision to be what love is, I'm bringing that into my world, right? Mm-hmm. If I'm speaking something positive and like really being intentional about that, I'm bringing someone into my world. So, I mean, that applies to every part of life for business decisions. Like, you know, I'll tell you, when you talk about having a voice and being, you know, determined and like, when I was this little girl, 16 years old, I signed my first recording contract, dream come true. Fast forward to putting out my first song called Goodies. And I was like, I wrote a great bit of that record. And that was my voice. I was like, you know, I was very expressive, very clear, you know, very headstrong. And it's so funny when I look back, I don't think that I realized how uncomfortable I may have made people feel, especially, you know, men in certain cases are like, this little girl just won't stop. Like she won't shut up. She won't, you know, she's just like, and then they get to the point where they go, well, that's Cece. We know Cece's going to say what she thinks. She's going to, you know, she's going to let you know what she feels. And I actually see a lot of that in my daughter now. She's very, very headstrong, very vocal.
We know all too well that eating processed foods is a big no-no. So why should our dogs be treated any differently? Kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra-processed food. It's time we start thinking about dog food the way we do about people food. That's translation for fresh. Dogs, they will literally eat anything. My dogs will, at least. Magic, don't come for me. I mean, shoes, toilet paper, garbage, leaves, cake, brownies, donuts. Doesn't even begin to cut it. Why does dog food have to be dry or wet? Why can't it just be plain good old food? Enter the farmer's dog. It's real food. Feed your dog the farmer's dog. It's fresh. It's healthy food with whole meat and veggies, gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. It's personalized. Just tell them about your dog and they will deliver personalized vet-developed recipes for as little as $2 a day, and they are so good. Ruby and Magic are obsessed. This is why I love it. It's pre-portioned. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, conveniently delivered on your schedule. It's convenient. It's fresh. Dog people all across the country have ordered millions of meals from the farmer's dog. It's never been easier to invest in your dog's health with fresh food. Since we've switched Ruby and Madge over to the farmer's dog, I can tell they are happier, healthier, and it makes me feel good knowing we're giving them the very best of the best. You guys, we got 50% off for your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/lipstick. Plus, you get free shipping. Just go to thefarmersdog.com/lipstick. You guys are going to get 50% off. That's thefarmersdog.com/lipstick. Go to thefarmersdog.com/lipstick to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. You know, I love a sheet mask. Let me tell you a quick pro tip about sheet masks. They will become your new best friend on your next and for all your future long flights. My new go-to is MediHeal, the number one best-selling sheet mask brand in Korea. And if you know anything about skincare, you know that Korea is truly the OG when it comes to the best sheet masks. Founded on the principles of dermocosmetics, MediHeal merges science and beauty to provide solutions for your skin concerns. With a legacy of exclusive ingredients and advanced technologies, their research-backed treatments deliver effortless results. MediHeal has upgraded their best-selling sheet masks to boost efficacy, so now they have even more exclusive active ingredients. Their newly relaunched tea tree and collagen essential masks and MMF ampoule masks are infused with even more powerful ingredients and exclusive complexes to deliver results you can instantly see and feel in just 10 minutes. That's right, 10 minutes. Their collagen essential mask lifts and firms and has 3 times more collagen actives than MediHeal's first generation mask for an intensive firming effect. Your skin will be left looking youthful and bouncy. Their tea tree essential mask has 3 different tea tree actives for a combined 22 more tea tree than MediHeal's first generation mask. It's tough on blemishes, yet gentle. The result? It's clear and balanced skin. MediHeal added a bottle of extra serum to their award-winning NMF ampoule mask, which instantly relieves dry skin and boosts hydration with a complex of natural moisturizing factor ingredients for dewy, glowing skin. Visit MediHeal's official Amazon store to save 35% off on select sheet mask 10 packs. Enter code LIPSTICK35 at checkout. Enter MediHeal's TikTok giveaway. Go to MediHeal US on TikTok and enter to win their 30 mask giveaway valued at $70. Follow MediHeal US on TikTok and like their giveaway post to enter to win. 3 lucky winners will be selected. Have you always been able to like just walk in that room? Because I see you walk in a room. I see you walk in even with Russell. And I have to say, I'm just going to like be a little spy. Like they really are in love, people. Okay. Like they really, you guys really are a team. Like I see you like loving on each other and just like working out together. And I love that. You can feel your good energy.
Aw, thank you. No, it's a blessing. Honestly, it's a blessing to have an incredible man in my life that is with me every step of the way in what I do. He's always cheering me on. You know, I do believe I'm a better woman because of him, you know, and there's nothing better than having that support. And we talk about being equally yoked. You know, that was the one thing I think from day one, he and I shared a lot of the same visions for life and like as a whole. Like we talked about a lot the first day that we met. It was like meeting as friends, but real conversation. And I literally was like, that was different. Like after we talked, I'm like, that was special. Like never before. Like there were so many things about that moment that I was like, wow, like it's something different here. And it's just a blessing to be able to live life together. And, you know, I think being equally yoked allows you to eliminate, it's like, it's more than half the battle. I think sometimes in relationships, friendships, where complication can happen. Listen, and sometimes I get funny when I speak about like love, like, cause you know, it's like, it's your personal, like it's your thing. But I do feel like sometimes a challenge that does happen in relationships in general is when one person always sees red, one person always sees blue. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to like, you're always like feeling like you're in opposition. Like, and that's where, you know, things get challenging or really murky. And so I feel like our challenges so far, thank you, Lord, are small challenges because a lot of what we do in life, we just see it from the same lens. And it is a lot of work and play. We do a lot of things together. And that is a blessing. And it's so much fun. So I'm so grateful because he is the sweetest thing. I always say him and my babies are the best thing that's ever happened in my life. And I'm very grateful.
I think that's such a valid point, though, because when you say that, like, you know, if you go through hard things, like I, you know, my husband and I have gone through something very challenging with our daughter in the last year. And if you're not, if you don't have sort of the same, you can have different views. You can have differing opinions in life. You can have different thoughts. But at the core, if you don't approach certain things and have the same values, I can see how going through hard things in life, like I could see how it breaks a marriage. I really can. Like, you know,
yeah.
What we're going through, I know breaks marriages all the time. And, you know, the fact that it's made us stronger is a testament to what you're saying. It's, you have a core vision ultimately that you share. It's like we're not battling against each other on really important things in our life.
Well, you're on the same team.
Yeah.
I mean, not to bring up a team, you know, because of football, but you're on the same team and it feels really good to be on the same team. The same for Russell, having an incredible, supportive, kind wife that's in it.
Yeah.
When, you know, and you're together in these real life decisions. I mean, you just are.
Yeah. No, it's true. I mean, you know, it's a blessing. I don't take it for granted. I wake up and like, I can even like cry thinking about it, but I just wake up thinking, God, that, you know, I have a partner like him in my life and that, you know, I know love and I get to feel it. And even if things aren't perfect, we find our way back to love. We always talk about Jesus at the center of it all. And just even being aligned spiritually is a blessing. Mm-hmm. And it's a game changer because sometimes that is the only answer.
Yeah.
And you're like having your tough days or your tough moments, you know, it's like being able to have that spiritual foundation just kind of like brings you right back, recenters you and is huge. So 100%, I agree with you ladies. It allows me to have a lot to look forward to in life, which I'm excited. I'm excited to go old together.
And we,
I was talking about, go, what were you going
to
say?
I said, and we are excited to talk about On a Mission. We are.
I know.
The special sauce. Have you always been interested? I mean, you guys, she's stunning. Like we're looking at her. She's got like a short bob, great gold jewelry on. Her skin is glowing. Her eyes are shining. Have you always been interested in skin and self-care and just fashion and beauty?
Absolutely. Well, you know, what's so funny is I've always, you know, fashion is a big part of my identity, you know, as an artist and how I express myself. And I've always found it to be a great outlet, you know, fashion and beauty, you know, us girls, I don't know what girl doesn't have fun, like getting glammed up or the result. Like, I will say the process of getting glammed up can be very tedious, like take too long sometimes, but I love when I get that end result. I'm like, the hair is fire. The makeup is banging. Like, I love what I'm wearing. Like, I love that feeling. So I've always been into that. I grew up in a household and a family where that was also a very big part of who we were. Like, my grandmother was always so grand. Like, she never did anything small. Everything she did was big, you know, from what she was wearing to how she would do her hair to her different wigs that she would wear to, you know, her makeup. Like, she was the ultimate glam girl. My mom was into it. You know, my dad was into fashion as well. So all that stuff has just been a big part of like the culture of like how I grew up. And I've always had a love and appreciation for the beauty world. So,
Like my grandmother, she never left the house without her red lipstick on and her hair perfect. Red lips. I couldn't tell you what she looked like without red lipstick.
No, my mother, I mean, she was the queen of self-care. Like she would walk 4 miles a day. She would take care of herself.
It's in our DNA.
It's in our DNA.
DNA.
She loved fashion. She loved clothes. She loved jewelries. I mean, her love of turquoise was like no other. It was a little odd, but she appreciated beauty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
in my family, we didn't always have money. I mean, it wasn't even like, you know, I grew up with that. My grandmother was a seamstress and she would make the clothes that she wanted to wear. I mean, that was like what I loved about it. She was like, I will look like a 10. I will look like I'm wearing couture, but she made it and she would go to the fabric store and pick out the most beautiful fabrics and make it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love.
Yeah. My grandmother actually used to have her own like seamstress. Like she was so stubborn, but she would also have someone that could help her do that. And I remember the same thing, going to the stores, picking out fabrics, you know, like my grandmother was that way too. So that was really sweet.
I love going to the fabric store. They still exist, right? Like I grew up in Canada, Fabricland. Like I would go and like literally we would just like play with the ribbons and fabrics. It was just such a like, there was an art to
it.
It was art. Yeah.
100%. I mean, fabrics are a part of what makes the world go round.
All right. So let's talk about skincare.
On a mission.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. And we, you know, I just want to give a shout out. There was clearly a white space in the market for a Black-owned brand. I'm just telling you, like, it's beautiful. It's time. Brightening, vitamin C, the importance of it. You guys, it's called On a Mission, and it is stunning. I mean,
thank you.
The packaging is
so chic.
It's chic. It's cool. How did you start with this?
Yeah. So OAM stands for On a Mission. And I say that I'm a woman of ambition on a mission. And I wanted to, you know, I was one, I was a girl that was using body wash on my face, which is the wrong thing to do. I mean, I was kind of like, as much as I was into the beauty and the glam part of it all, this was the one area I could have done much better in. And my best friend and makeup artist, Yolanda, she's been in my career since I was 16 years old. And she'd say to me, Sierra, use your eye cream. You know, are you doing this and this? And I'd be like, yeah, I hear her. But then keep on rolling. And she is like a fountain of wisdom. So whatever she tells me, I typically listen to. This space, I was a little more stubborn. And then I just decided it is really time for me to commit to the full, process of self-care. And that my skin was a very important part of that. And then I started thinking about my life and my skin, like long-term, right? It's like, I do all this makeup stuff and get glammed up all the time, but how am I loving on me? Like, how do I also feel about myself when there isn't any makeup, right? Yeah. There's also that process. And I started to like reverse it. Like I started to feel even more, beautiful and even more sexy when I'm in the raw, like when I'm not as glammed up. And that's something it's like reverse engineering of the mind, right? Because that, like I say, it is fun when you get dressed to the nines, but I also didn't want to live in this false reality. Like I don't wake up in makeup every day, right? So it's like, I need to like really get more comfortable and confident in my skin with that side of me and me naturally. So there was this whole mental process I went through. And then it also came down to like, how am I loving on my skin? So I got the great opportunity during COVID to start working on a skincare line. And I will tell you, it has always been my dream for many years to be in this space. And the timing just really aligned, really set us up perfectly. I was pregnant during the pandemic. So this is one of those projects. I created a few of my companies during the pandemic because it felt like, I swear to you, being pregnant during the pandemic feels like you're pregnant for 2 years. Like it's like these four walls, like what's going on? Like I'm seeing doubles. Like how do I make something feel more fresh? My pelvic bones are killing me. Like this is baby number three. Like, oh Lordy. Like, I mean, it's all these feelings that you have, but I was so fortunate to be able to start OAM during this time. And I really love this part of where I was, because when you're pregnant, you're in your most delicate, stage of like how our bodies are and how they break down or how they react to things. And so I was kind of the perfect candidate to be creating a skincare line, because your skin is even more sensitive then. And so I got that great opportunity to start during the pandemic. And now 2 years later, I'm 2.5 years now. I feel like it's almost three. We're sitting here and, I got to educate myself in the process. Vitamin C is really important for the skin mm-hmm. and for the body. Our bodies don't produce vitamin C. So we need to give it that vitamin C for that revitalization, for the shedding of the dead skin cells, for the newness, for the vibrance, the brightening, all these different things I got to learn about with vitamin C. And I was super excited to be intentional about that. And also to create, I say it's like creating the 1-2-step process. Like when I would go into, skincare sections, it's so overwhelming. It's like, where do I start and where do I stop? Like mm-hmm. there's all these different products. So for me, it was about making clinical skincare simple for all, giving you the 1-2-step process of how to take care of your skin, pun intended. And if you check out the bottles on the back, you'll see there's this little like chemical, like looking C, and it guides you through each step that you should take when you're doing your whole skincare regimen. So I wanted to like really I got to educate myself, but also to make it simple for girls just like me. And it's been amazing to see on the back end the results of what's performing well. And a lot of girls are buying the whole collection together, which is amazing. But they're just like me. They use skin body wash on their skin. And so that was really cool too. But this product is really amazing. It really works. The results that you see people talk about are real. And I'm so proud of what we built so far. So I know I said a whole lot here, but
we love it. I'm obsessed with your eye cream. It's so good. It doesn't peel on your makeup. And she's kind of patented this Tri-C Pro Peptide. Yes. Now, peptides are all the rage. We talked about it on one of our episodes with Dr. Reed. And vitamin C, as we all talk about it, we have a lot of doctors on, and the number one thing they will tell you, if you need to brighten, you have to have vitamin C somewhere in your system. You just do.
And you can start it at any age. And you're never too young.
You're never too young. But I love that it's simple. I love that it's efficacious. I love that it works. And I love that it's not frilly. Like, it's
to the point.
To the point.
No, this is the real deal stuff. And with the tri-C propeptides and what we have, like, for example, in our serum, there's 20%, a 20% dose of vitamin C, and there's three unique doses of it, and it releases in micro doses throughout the day. So your skin doesn't get irritated, which is very common with vitamin C, right? And it also helps, what's really great about this product in particular is it helps to protect, correct, and prevent. Right. So you think about that, like there's like this barrier protection that you also have when you're having that vitamin C coverage. But in this case, again, the unique dosage of our vitamin C is very special. And I will tell you guys, this is what I call liquid gold in the bottle. We are giving you luxury at a more affordable price. I want it to meet people where they were. Right. It's attainable. It's inspirational, but attainable at the same time. And I want it for people to have, like, everyone deserves to have luxury skincare. Like,
yeah,
you know, like that was important to me. And I really fought for that. I really fought to make sure that it could be as affordable as possible. And it's been amazing. Like, you know, girls deserve to have it, right? That was important to me. So you are getting luxury in a bottle.
And you're aspirational. So I think that's like, ultimately, you know, if a girl looks at you and they're like, I want her skin. And if you created it and you put the love into it that we know you did, like, it's here.
It's here. Aww. It's called On
a
Mission.
In a bottle.
It's your essence in a bottle.
Yeah.
It's basically Sierra in a bottle right here.
It's right there. And you know what, Molly, you talked about the eye cream. It's so amazing. There was this one sweet woman. I believe she was the editor-in-chief of, I'm not going to say the magazine because I don't want to get it wrong, but she was the editor-in-chief of a really prominent magazine that all of us girls love to read. And she just naturally shared her story of the eye cream. And I was blown away because I was like, we didn't ask her to do that. I never talked to her about doing that.
Well, because it's very plump. It's very healing and it doesn't, again, it doesn't peel.
And it helps.
I just put it on over my makeup while I have makeup on. I just put it over my makeup while I'm doing it. That's how good it is.
No, it's so good. And you literally see the transformation like that. When you use our brightening pads, you see like the brightness happen. I had one of my friends call me. I wish I could tell you who it was, but she was like, I use the brightening pads and da 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 da. And she was like, it's getting lighter. She was so excited about it. And I was like, I love that because those are real stories, right? So she didn't use it on her face. I'll just tell you that. And my makeup artist, Yolanda, she has said publicly, you can use it on your bikini line. Like this stuff is like good. Like it is. Yeah. And we start with the face, but that's how great this stuff is. Like it really does help to remove the dark marks. Like it's the real deal.
This episode is sponsored by Relief Band. If you're listening to this, we'll take it that you're loyal fans of Lipstick on the Rim. Therefore, we'll just go ahead and make the assumption you prioritize self-care. By the way, if you haven't noticed, by now, so do we. As we talk about all the time, self-care isn't just about looking good. It's about feeling good too. Ideally, feeling our best. Now let's pivot for a second. Everything we need, our main essentials, one could argue we could keep in our purse. I, for one, have my whole life in my purse at all times. So why not have something that prevents and treats nausea in there too? Relief Brand, it is the number one FDA-approved anti-nausea wristband that have been clinically proven to quickly relieve and effectively prevent nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangovers, morning sickness, chemotherapy, and so much more. It's safe, it's effective, it's all natural, and it's side effect free. We've all experienced nausea at different points in time, some of us more than others. And there are so many things, as I just mentioned, that can so easily trigger it. I love my Relief Band. I love this brand's mission. I have been motion sickness most of my life from a very young age. Scarlett as well. She gets motion sickness. And I love having a few on me in the car at all times. In case it wasn't clear from the name, Relief Band is a legitimate brand to wear on your wrists. It's as simple as that. So if you want to make uncomfortable nausea moments thing of the past, check out Relief Band. It really works. And right now we got an exclusive offer just for Lipstick on the Rim listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code LIPSTICK, you'll receive 20% off plus free shipping. So head to reliefband.com. That's R-E-L-I-E-F-B-A-N-D.com and use promo code LIPSTICK for 20% off plus free shipping. I love a beauty tool. I love anything that helps make us look better, feel better, eases our routines. Today, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about a different kind of beauty tool I think you guys are going to love. Meet Jolie. My friends are obsessed with this. My coworkers are obsessed with this. My family is obsessed with this. It's a beauty and wellness company focused on purifying the quality of our water for better skin and hair. And trust me, it is a game changer. We all know to filter the water we drink, but why not the water we shower in? Many of our skin and hair issues actually start with our water, including dry skin, acne, damaged hair, eczema, changing color, rashes, even hair loss. We all know to filter the water we drink, but why not the water we shower in? Many of our skin and hair issues actually start with our water. Dry skin, acne, damaged hair, eczema, changing hair color, rashes, even hair loss. The water we shower in is fundamental to the quality of our hair and skin. So that's why Jolie is tackling the root cause with the Jolie Filtered Showerhead. Trust me, it is incredible. I'll be honest. I've had skin issues. I've had hair issues. So to implement something like this into my life has really, truly changed it. First of all, it's designed to be super easy to install. It is. And I've truly loved the whole experience thus far. The water pressure, the unboxing, the sleek design. I always notice a change in skin and hair when I travel. So it's wild how different environments can have such a drastic effect. And depending on the kind of water you have, and where you are, we're often privy to heavy metals coming through our faucets and shower heads, especially for blondes. This really dulls down the hair, and it's such a pain to have to constantly maintain. By filtering your shower water, you are getting rid of the root problem by eliminating all the contaminants, preventing you from your best skin and hair. Trust me when I say it truly is a game changer. Get filtered shower water at www.jolieskinco.com or follow them at Jolie Skin Co. on Instagram to learn more. That's JolieSkinco.com. Do you think you care more about, like, because people want to look like you, so we kind of want to give our listeners, like, do you work out every day?
No.
what do you, because I
mean,
see,
I'm just looking at your arm. We're looking at your arm muscles right now,
and you're like, lift.
That, like, that cut you and, have and in you that t-shirt, I'm like, oh my God, look at her freaking
bicep.
But
you've got muscle.
You guys are so sweet, first of all. You know, I do have strong muscle memory. I have been challenging myself, though. I like spot train, like, I have a video coming up. Get ready for that. You know, or I have an award show performance
coming
up.
She doesn't have bat wings. There's no bat wings.
There's no bat wings, guys. There's nothing.
You guys are so silly.
There's none.
But I kind of would do that, but I am challenging myself to train a bit more frequently. So I don't train every day. Like, if I would say on average, the girl that I become with my training and just trying to make better eating choices, honestly, that's more than half the battle. Like, I'm trying to work on like eating fish at night. I don't like eating fish like that. And I'm like, okay, let's just like,
so do
let's
you
do it? Like,
so do you do weights? Do you do HIIT? Do you run?
So I do a combination of plyometric workouts. You know, we hit the cardio at times to make sure we keep the heart rate going. Tabata style, like, things or like routines are important for me. Peloton, I love riding the bike. You got to break it up, right? So it's like, Wednesday is typically our like bike days. And I give myself, I'll go till Friday, Monday to Friday in most cases, and the weekends are off.
How long are you on the bike? I have a Peloton.
So it varies.
What do you do?
So I will do a 60-minute session, but not all the time. So I can go anywhere from a 20-minute to a 60-minute. Sometimes I've learned the 30-minute impact rides, you get probably more out of that than you would for a long session sometimes.
Yeah. So your 60 minutes, do you do like the just regular ride, or do you do like a Tabata or a HIIT? Or
I do with the weights.
With the weights.
I like full circuit kind of thing. Okay. Right. I mean, obviously you're riding the bike and you're not necessarily hopping around, but I love Allie Love. That's my girl. And I'll get on a good 60 minute ride, have the weights in the middle of it. It's like a full little circuit situation. And It's not too intense for like the long duration, which is important to me, right? Because it's a bit more like leveled out, I think, when you go that long. But I feel accomplished when I get off the bike from a 60-minute ride.
So we find the same with you. It's like, yes, it's definitely working out, but it's 80% what we eat.
And if I work out too much, then I want to eat more.
It's more than half the battle. That's why I was saying, like, I'm trying to challenge myself to eat fish at night, because I'm like, fish, like I'm from the South. We eat, we get down, you know, like Laurie's seasoning is in the kitchen. Okay. Yeah. It's not just salt and pepper where I come from. So I have to like get my mind like right. I've had to do some good mental conditioning for how I eat. Like inside, guys, I am like, I love food. Like it's so much fun. I'm telling you.
So give us a little day in the life of Sierra. What do you eat for breakfast?
Okay, so I love cream of wheat with bacon.
Oh my God, I love cream.
So I do cream of wheat with crispy bacon.
What is cream of wheat?
What is cream of wheat?
Oh my goodness, you don't know cream of wheat?
No, what is cream of wheat?
I haven't heard cream of wheat, Sarah, in probably 25 fucking years. 25 years, I've not heard cream of wheat. I got to call my brother.
So, okay, have you heard of grits?
Yeah, of course I've heard of grits.
Okay, so it's like kind of like a grit, but it's like this wheat grain and it kind of textures like a grit, but it's a bit sweeter. It's very similar. It's not bad. Like the way we do it though, we don't do it in the most healthy way. So we do the cream of wheat with butter and salt and sugar.
Ooh, okay.
That's so exactly, I was born in Memphis. I'm originally from Kentucky.
Yes.
So that is exactly how I had it.
Yes.
And you eat that for
way.
Breakfast?
Oh, it's so good. With a little milk on top.
Oh, and bacon?
Crispy bacon on a side. It's so good. So I'll do that. And then like for today, I had, and this may sound crazy, I had gumbo today. So today I've had these two items already. I had gumbo with a little side of rice, not too much rice. I had some crab legs in the gumbo. It had sausage, shrimp, chicken. It's all good, fresh made. So it's not as like crazy. So I had that. And then for dinner, I'm actually going to have jicama tacos. Hmm. So see, this is where I'm going to like lighten it up, right? I'm going to go jicama tacos, not flour, not corn tortilla.
Okay,
like, you see what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm going to lighten it up at night because the nighttime is what really beats us up. And then if I get hungry in the middle of the day for a snack, I'll have like some seaweed, little seaweed strips are so good. I may have some cashews. I may have a little bit of fruit, but I'm mindful of those in between moments. But again, the nighttime is what gets us. If you do dessert at night, tomorrow is going to be like crazy when you look on the scale. So it's just about like balance. It's about moderation. And then sometimes I may opt for my scrambled eggs with crispy bacon on the side for morning instead of the cream of wheat. So I'm just like mindful. And if I have a red carpet coming up, I really cut back on my carbs. So I'm just really like strategic and I'm challenging myself to just be better as a whole, like, you know, work out better, eat better.
Well, you look phenomenal.
It's working. It's working. You don't need to think too hard about it. You don't have to. The recipe is like, it's good. You could just check
your
boxes.
You can keep eating the gumbo and the cream of wheat for breakfast.
No problem.
If I ate that for breakfast, I would be sitting here and just spilling out of my chair.
Do you drink alcohol?
So you guys know I have my rum. My rum is called 10-to-1.
That's right.
Yep. Wow. I want to give love to my partner, Mark
Carroll. So that's a yes.
So I do. Yes, I do. I love a good rum-a-rita.
Rum-a-rita.
I do. And you know what, though? I do it in moderate. Yeah, so that's what we say with our rum. We want people to reimagine rum. And so it's like you don't have to drink it in the traditional daiquiri, you know, frozen daiquiri way. Actually, one of my favorite drinks of ours is the classic daiquiri. So good. But I do. I'd like to like have a little fun. And I've allowed myself to do that. I was that girl that took me a little time to get there. And now I might have a nice little rum-a-rita and I might puff a cigar at the same time.
Oh, excuse me.
Okay.
I love it. My husband would fall for you. Okay. Are there any treatments that you love in terms of like a laser or a peel or a body treatment?
I like microderms. Yeah, I've loved microderms. I'm actually like long overdue for getting one, but I've loved microderms. I've always loved that, you know, you can see the like instantly, just like if you use my brightening pads, you can see instantly the transformation. So yeah, I've always loved microderms. I don't get too crazy with all like the new stuff, to be honest with you. I'm a bit more a simple kind of girl, just to be honest, but I've always loved microderms over the years. I will tell you something that's really, I think, moms especially love to hear this, because after you have babies, if you do get stretch marks, you have those ripe stretch marks. Mm-hmm. And I have been a fan of getting the stretch marks removed laser. I think it's a laser that I use, but I've been a fan of like doing that. Like, I just want women to know out there that that exists. Just in case you're wondering, there is a stretch mark removal tool that can help you to remove your stretch marks.
And it works.
It's awesome.
It does work.
It works.
I mean, even with my back surgery, they went through they went a little bit above my C-section, but that's what I'll ultimately do is laser it.
That's the one thing I've never had are stretch marks. I've got a lot of other problems, so I don't get stretch marks. It's never been my thing.
You are so lucky. You are so lucky. I gained 65 pounds on my second to last pregnancy, 60 with Sienna, 55 with Future, or it's like, I'm somewhere in there, 50, 55, 60, somewhere up in that range for all babies. And my body was like, whoa. Like, it's like, my body will never be the same. Like, never be the same. And I have beauty marks. I've decided to, like, accept it. Like, you know, but...
Your body is insane. Amazing. Were you the type of young girl who, like... I think you've already answered our question on this podcast, but you got a goal. Let's go. Like, let's focus.
Yeah.
I can be strict. I can be like, let's go.
Always. Always determined. You know, I didn't grow up with much, but I did have a big dream. I did dream big. And I'm a believer that where you come from in life doesn't determine how far you'll go. I'm a military baby, so that was a blessing for me growing up as well. But I was that girl that was like, I remember being frustrated, like I having to like do chores. And obviously kids need to do chores. Like our kids were like getting them on that. But I remember saying, I'm going to have a maid one day. You know, like I was that girl. I was like, I'm going to do, like, you know, I was always motivated of something like that. So I've always been very, very determined, very headstrong. Yeah, I was that girl.
All right, let's talk foundation, tinted moisturizer.
What do you have on your skin right
what
now?
What do you have on your skin right now?
Okay, so on my skin, I have...
We might need to talk to Yolanda because it's stunning.
Thank you. Well, I'll tell you guys a little secret. I have my makeup on from yesterday.
Well,
I would not advise anyone to do that, but I took a little bit down. Sometimes when Yoli, if she does my makeup late at night, I will do that. I'm not advising people to do that because obviously skincare is really, really important. And
she
does
have a cleanser.
Yes, I do. I'll be using my OEM cleanser soon. But no, honestly, I sit in that chair and she just does her thing. I like using, I'm not even good with the name of the product sometimes, but I can tell you one thing that is fun is a Sally Hansen body. Like it's the Sally Hansen glow. Like it allows your skin to like, that stuff is so good. It is like,
and that is so affordable.
No, it's really good. It's like $8, something like that.
Yeah.
I have on my lip. Actually, I tell you something really fun. I have it right here.
Cause it's like a nudie, beigey, glossy.
I actually do a combination. So I do like this one is called Libra. It needs to be called Scorpio because I'm a Scorpio. But this one's called Libra. And I don't even know what the name of this brand is. You see that? Do you guys know that one?
Is that Jouer?
No.
No. Jay.
Oh, Lord.
No.
This was a really good question, guys, for me. But I also have one of the Black Panther matte lip gloss as well.
Oh, that's pretty.
That is fun. And then this one is really cool. This one is called Black Magic by Uoma.
Oh, yeah. We love that.
So I love that stuff. I love Uoma Beauty. The stuff is so good.
The packaging is cool.
I love Pat McGrath.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, but I use a combination of everything. I use MAC. I use all that stuff. And like, for example, let's just say in this moment where I legit, I love my makeup so much. I obviously clean up my eyes. My smoky eye is gone. But sometimes I'll do little things like that. So, yeah.
By the way, it's
still perfect looking.
She like beat you down to the point where like it's in you. Like it's beautiful. Like your
you're
cheekbones.
So sweet.
No, but you've got the good highlight.
You've got the highlight on.
Pat McGrath makes an amazing, it's like a rose essence that you can freshen up your makeup or use it as a primer. It is.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good. Her whole line is phenomenal. Her eye palettes.
Her skin fetish is beautiful.
Skin fetish.
You know what we use? We use setting spray too. Setting spray is really good. It like allows the beat to stay strong, right?
Do you know
for
which
me,
one
I
though?
Perform, I need to ask her. The setting spray has been huge. So, cause I perform, right? And so I perform, I sweat is what I really meant to say is, you know, so doing that, I need makeup that can hold. Like, I can't do the runny stuff.
Yeah.
I do have some of the NYX palette on my face as well. I do love NYX. The NYX palette is so good. It's a concealer palette. And sometimes for me, that's just my easy do and go.
Yeah.
I'll do like something a little bit under the eyes, a little bit right here on the top of the T-zone. And like literally your face is just like done, like on a natural beat. And the eyebrows are everything. So for me, a little fun trick that I do use is I love using the Got to Be gel for the eyebrows.
Oh, I know that brand. GOT is number two and then B. Yeah.
Yes. Got to Be gel is so good.
Your
for
brows
the eyebrows.
Are look incredible.
They're so
We're all
good.
About like elimination up. We're all about a full right now.
Yeah. You know.
All right. Before we go, we always do a little bit of rapid fire. What's the first thing you do when you wake up?
Well, when I'm on point, I wash my face. Well, the first thing I do, literally, I roll over to my love and I tell him I love him and I get going. And then I go wash my face and I brush my teeth and I get my babies. That's like my flow.
What's the last thing you do before you go to sleep?
Last thing before I do, before I go to sleep, I should tell y'all that. No,
we're not going to talk about that.
It's my love, and I tell him I love him. I pray too. I pray before I go to sleep.
Coffee or tea?
Oh, that's tough. I'm never good with these this or that. Can I say tea in the night, coffee in the morning?
Mm-hmm,
no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like decaf coffee too. I don't need the caffeine stuff.
Your go-to cocktail. I think I know now.
Oh, the Rum-A-Rita, the 10-to-1 Rum-A-Rita. No, actually the 10-to-1 daiquiri. So good. Classic daiquiri.
What's your superpower?
Oh, my superpower is that I can take my kids to school, pick them up, be on a phone call at the same time, running my business, making sure I'm giving my husband some love at the same time. I can do it all.
I love that.
I love it. What's your favorite song that you've written of all time?
Whoa. Now that's not a fair question.
Okay. Pick two babies out of them. Three.
Man. You know, I would say Goodies because that was a very important record for me. That was where my whole career started in front of the world. And I would say Level Up. You know, I co-wrote those songs with my good friends. I co-wrote Level Up with Teron and Goodies with Sean Garrett, but those are two songs that I'm very proud of. Yeah.
Use one word to describe the feeling you have when you're performing on stage.
Ooh, exhilarating. I don't know if that's the right word. One word?
Two words. I'll give you two words.
Oh, man. The feeling that I feel free and I like exhilarating and free. That's not right, guys.
I love that.
Because you do feel free. You feel you're out there. You're on it. You're exhilarated.
You must be exhilarated. It's like there's
I know
people.
What it is. Yeah, it's exhilarating and powerful.
Yeah.
What's your favorite color?
Oh, fashion, black. Color choice, red.
Favorite animal?
Lion.
Ah.
So I just have to bring something up that went viral recently. Sierra and I'm sorry, Amisha, we were both at the Vanity Fair party. And I have to say, she looks stunning. And, you know, listen, there is a whole sheer moment going on within dresses and fashion and just owning your body and your power. And, you know, and everybody kind of called out on a few of the dresses, how these amazing, iconic women looked. But you did something so funny the next day. Can you just kind of tell us how you thought to do the bed sheet? So she did this TikTok that went viral. So she wore a bed sheet over her entire head. It was amazing.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. I was like, I think I said how I'm going to pull up to the red carpet, Vanity Fair red carpet 2024. Yeah, I was just having fun. You know, I guess I went completely opposite of what I did, but I was really having a good time. I just say, you know what? Let me just throw this bed sheet on, you know, make it chic, have a little fun. So I was just having a good time.
It was so good. I mean, if you have the body, go sheer. You can. We always ask every guest before they go, if you could give advice to your 10-year-old self, what would it be?
You know, my 10-year-old self, gosh, 10 years old, I'm trying to think at that stage, you know, life doesn't bring on these crazy you know, I don't think you think so heavy at that stage, but I think the greatest thing I would tell my younger self is just be patient. You know, I think oftentimes in life, like when you're young, you're waiting to hit those milestones. Like, I can't wait till I turn 16 or even 15 to get your, what is it? What's the driver's license called then?
Learner's permit.
Your learner's permit, you know, and then your license moment at 16. And then when you turn 18 and then, you know, 21, like all these stages you look forward to in life. And sometimes you're so anxious to get there and you're so anxious for like those chapters in your life. And it's like, don't rush it. Like, just be patient, baby girl. Like, everything that you want and dream of is going to happen for you at perfect timing for you. Yeah. So trust the process, you know, make sure you enjoy and maximize every moment of the good things that happen in your life as they do, because you can never go backwards. So that's what I would have said to that little girl. Just be patient. It's going to all happen at perfect timing for you. That
You're amazing. Inspiring one words. Word. One word. Sarah. Follow on Instagram.
Level up.
Level up. And get on a mission. Get OAM. It's a beautiful line. You are a beautiful human. You just
inside and out.
Inside and out. And we're thrilled to have you on. And thank you for taking the time and just really, you know, really going deep and sharing
everything.
Just sharing everything.
Yeah, this was fun. This is really good. I had a great time.
We're having another album soon, right?
Just so yeah, another album soon. I've actually been teasing my song called The Girls, and I'm putting out, which I'm excited about. It's really fun. This song is for all the girls around the world that are going after what they want, that are, I call for my independent woman. You know, it's something I will say that's been so beautiful is there's nothing better than when you have a partner by your side that speaks life into that part of you and celebrates your independence. And it's a beautiful thing. But even if you're not in a, you know, a relationship, still just, I think celebrating our independence is important. I think being empowered by having independence is important, right? So for all women around the world, this song is for them. And I'm excited to share with my fans. So yes, more music is coming and we are just getting started.
The girls.
I need you to go on tour.
Yeah.
I'm ready for a show.
That is the plan. That's the next step.
All right. I will be front and center.
Let's go.
We love you. You guys, Lipstick on the Rim listeners, Ciara, she's the best.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are always so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim, or my website where we just dive a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and much, much more on mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. A special thanks to my team, Elizabeth Tawfield, Schaefer Carrillo, Ken Orion, and Anna Sessions, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.